Hey guys, another episode of Unfriendly Blur Talk. Oh my gosh, I hear drunk people out my window screaming. I know these are frat boys, I can tell. do I dare talk about this right now? And in general, I'm going to, because you know what? I didn't even wait. I really wasn't even going to talk about this, but I'm just seeing so much residual information and just, it's still happening. And I'm just kind of like, y'all, it is not that deep, at least to me. So what I'm referring to is the slap. Okay. The Chris Rock, the Will Smith, the slap, okay, at the Grammys. I can make this video very, very short and just say, who cares, right? I could do that. But I want to explain to people why it should be that response, okay? Number one, do y'all know them? Do y'all know Will Smith or Chris Rock? Personally, on a personal level, have you ate dinner at their house? Have you met their family? Are you cool with them? Are you their friend? Okay. Got it. Because I bet you 99.9% of people will say no. Okay. So that's number one. You don't know them people. Mind your business. Number two, I already know what y'all are going to say. It is our business because it was made public. I hate when people say that. Yes, you're right. But at the same time, why are you engaging yourself in anything that has nothing to do with your everyday life? Okay. Yes, it was made public. Does that mean you should consume it to the point that it has been consumed and talk about it all the damn time? Not to me, it doesn't. I don't think just because something was made public doesn't make it normal, really, for you to care so much and talk about it incessantly. Because that's what's been happening on CNN, on ABC, on TV4, whatever the heck. I don't know them TV channels because I don't have cable. But my point is, everybody's talking about it. And it's just kind of like, I swear, when this kind of stuff happens, I always think it has to be for a larger reason. Because why do people care so much? Yes, I understand it was two A-list celebrities. I guess it was a big deal and stuff. Okay, y'all know I'm always here to play devil's advocate, okay? So, hear me out. I can understand how someone would be enraged. I guess. Not really, actually. Because, again, like I said, y'all know these people. But if I were to be one of them people who were enraged and so angry that Will resorted to violence, you know, if I were one of those people, I would think that because everybody knows Will Smith is like Hollywood's black, like, I don't even want to say daddy because that sounds like weird, but I meant like in a totally nice way, like not nice way, like a very non-sexual way. Like, he's just cool. Like, Will Smith, like, I feel like he's given the persona all these years of like, oh, that's Uncle Will. Like, he's cool. Like, you know what I mean? So people never expect him to get angry or nothing like that, right? And then on the other hand, you have Chris Rock, who is a pretty tame comedian. I mean, there's comedians out there that really kind of, like, push them buttons, you know? And Chris Rock has, you know, every comedian has said some stuff, but he's always been pretty tame. I mean, compared to a lot of other comedians, he's never really, like, really push them buttons like that. So I get how it is a little bit of a shock to see both of them kind of in that realm. You know what? Let me just cut to the chase. I mean, I'm going to just give you guys the way that I see it. And I'm going to actually open up questions or comments on this, because maybe I'm just not understanding. But my point of view on this entire thing, I'm going to keep it really very short, is so what? Will got pissed off. He got up and he slapped Chris Rock. You're going to tell me right now you never got pissed off and said something crazy and snapped? That's why your mama ugly. Y'all never did that? Or maybe one of your siblings? Because you got to remember, Hollywood is very small, especially Black Hollywood. You got to know for a fact that Chris Rock and Will Smith very much definitely know each other. So what it appears to me is that Will was already over Chris. Okay? Because you don't just smack someone that you don't really know for saying something that wasn't even that bad out of the blue. You don't do something like that. It is extremely evident to me that Will was like, man, I told you not to say nothing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he was already like, I told you stop saying stuff. Like, it was kind of like that energy to me. So that's kind of how I feel. I mean, it's like, look, we're all humans at the end of the day. Do I condone violence? Do I want every time you get pissed off in traffic, do I want you to get out the car and slap the other person you're pissed off at? No, that's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that it is a perfectly normal human reaction to get pissed off when someone disrespects you. And I think Chris Rock knew what he was doing. He's on a huge stage in front of a live television, and he didn't think that he was going to get checked when he did that. Because Chris Rock has been doing this for a minute. I mean, I don't know if him and Jada like dated or if they have a beef or something like that, but he kind of always does throw jabs at her. And that little joke he made, it wasn't even that deep or hard. It wasn't that rude of a joke. But maybe it was the cherry on top is what I'm saying. You know, like, obviously Will is not a maniac. I can't say that. I don't know him. But I mean, you know, I can definitely not say that, because I mean, there's Ted Bundy, who was a complete gentleman. He turned out to be an axe murderer. But from what I'm seeing, you know, it seems like Will really picks and chooses his battles. Like, I don't think he would literally embarrass himself by doing that unless it was like he literally was just like, I'm done. Like, he's gonna have to get slapped. You know what I mean? And the reason why I appreciated what Will did, I wouldn't say appreciate, but the reason why I am not mad at Will is because you've seen the full range of emotions with what happened. Like, when it first happened, he probably was trying to play it off. Because I'd be doing the same stuff. Like, I'd be so mad. And I'd be like, who cares? Like, you know what I mean? But then you sit there and revel in it. And you're like, you know what? No. You know what I mean? I think that's what happened. I think he tried to laugh it off. And he's like, you know what? But no, I told him to stop doing that. So I think he just was like, you know what? Cool. I'm going to get up and I'm going to slap him. And that's what he did, you know? I mean, I thought it was necessary, because I can't say that they had this conversation behind the scenes, but if in fact they did, and he said, do not mention nothing about Jada again or us again, and he did it on live TV, I think it's also necessary to embarrass him on live TV. I mean, he could have done worse. He hit him once. It's not that big of a deal. He walked off like a boss and sat back down and said, stop talking. And, I mean, I feel like Chris Rock at that very moment was embarrassed, as he should be. And I think that if he truly didn't do anything wrong, he would have been, like, more angry. Because, listen, if someone walks up to me and slaps me for no apparent reason, we're going to have to throw bows. Like, we're going to have to fight. Chris kind of ate that and then was like, when Will was like, stop talking about my wife, he was like, okay, I won't. Like, he kind of, like, got scared. He was like, all right, I won't. I'm not going to say anything else, okay? Like, sorry, gosh. Like, he really was, like, kind of put in his place at that moment. And a lot of people were saying, oh, because he didn't want to lose his job. That man is so paid, okay? If he... Please. I don't think he was thinking about his job at the Grammys, okay? I think that he was genuinely embarrassed and was like, oh my gosh, let me move on with the show. And so back to what I was saying, Will had a full range of emotions. So he went from trying to mask it to actually just acting on his feelings. And then when he accepted his award, he was upset. And I understand that too, because I know I can speak to everyone. Anyone who is listening to this, you have been angry before and you have said or done something that you regret and you have been upset about it afterwards. And that's what happened with Will. He accepted his speech and, I mean, I don't know if I would have cried, but he cried and he was emotional. He was like, you know, I honestly didn't listen to the speech, so I can't quote it. I just know he cried. So it goes to show you that he does have some inner turmoil going on inside, whether it be about the slap or anything else. But you can see where the emotions are taking him. Like, he is not doing that to be a thug or whatever they were saying, you know? And yeah, like, you know, I really respect that. And I love the fact that his kids stood up for him. But what I don't love is that it came out a couple days later that Jada was like, well, I don't think he should have done that. Jada, girl, you should have just sat at your red table, because you don't speak out in public in opposition of your husband. And that goes for if I was married and I was at a dinner table with our friends and I knew my husband was dead wrong, I would not say, yeah, my husband's wrong. I would never do that. You don't do that. Either you stay quiet or you have his back. She purposely decided to speak out and say, oh, I don't think that should have happened. That leads me to think, like, I mean, what is even going on in that situation? But again, it's none of my business, but I just kind of like, it's crazy to me. I watch Jason Lee sometimes. Shout out to Jason Lee. I really liked his podcast when he had Melissa Ford and he had Gio was one of his other co-hosts. I used to watch all the time, but I was watching his take on this the other day, and I think his new co-host's name is Blue something. I don't know her last name, but her first name is Blue, and I love Blue. Oh my gosh, I love her. She's got to be like in her 30s, like a millennial 30. And she's just so, like, emotionally intelligent and really, like, oh, my gosh. She reminds me of, like, what I aspire to be, like, as far as kind of saying what I want to say and saying what I mean. Like, she says everything so elegantly and she speaks so well. And I just, like, love that about her as a co-host. But, anyway, they were talking about it, and at first when it happened, she was, like, so mad that it happened, but they brought up an interesting point, and it was, like, I think she was saying, I believe it was her, it was either her or DJ Damage, but they were saying, like, for the most part, a lot of black people were mad because they were embarrassed in front of white people, and I think that is a huge part of it, too, like, it's kind of, like, man, I don't really know where to begin with this because that's a whole nother episode to begin with, but I do see where they're coming from with that, but I was never mad at Will, so I can't even speak on that. I don't see where those people are coming from, but I would like to hear from someone who is genuinely disappointed in what he did, and I want to hear why, and I want to hear why you're so emotionally invested in what he did. Because, I mean, there's petitions out there. Take his Grammy away. Like, do this, do that. I mean, it's like, why are people so upset by what he did? Because last time I checked, Chris Rock hasn't really been popping for a while. I mean, yes, the man has money, but he's not really in the limelight. Will Smith is kind of like a Hollywood sweetheart. I mean, you never really hear anything bad about him. People love Will Smith. He's casted for kid movies. He was the genie in Aladdin recently. He's loved. So it was just quite shocking to me, at least. But I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. I guess all in all, I do this a lot and I'm so sorry. But I'm just going to end this with the fact that I think that saying that he did something wrong is just stupid because he acted on emotion, which every person in this entire earth has done, unless you are a bot. So who are we to say, oh, he's wrong? You know, whatever, man. People get pissed off. It is what it is. Maybe I'm more understanding because I'm from the Northeast. Like, we get pissed off sometimes, and you might slap somebody. It's not the end of the world. I don't know. Maybe that's why I'm seeing it this way. I don't really know, but I'd really love to hear some other opinions. So let me know what you guys think.